The spherules were evidence that the fireball had vaporized billions of tons of rock. In outer space, the vapor condensed into tiny droplets, which fell back all over the Earth as white-hot spherules. Then scientists discovered another clue in the KT boundary: high levels of soot. From America to New Zealand, there seemed to be evidence of massive burning at the time of the impact. It looked as if the world's forests had spontaneously ignited as the rain of spherules heated the atmosphere by up to 1,000 degrees centigrade.
If we're looking at 600, 1,000 degrees, then this would instantly have ignited all the plant matter across the world, and it just would have been sent up in flames.
The impact was also thought to have created a deluge of vicious acid rain. The fireball had released chemicals which turned the water deadly.
It was suggested that the acid rain had a pH so low that it was like battery acid. And if you had something that low in pH, it would literally burn everything on the land, from plants to dinosaurs to everything else.